translation and one line purport in this verse from Srila Prabhupada. Translation: whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well behaved and decorated with all good qualities, that place and the dynasties there, even if condemned, are purified. So please repeat after me. Whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well behaved and decorated with all good qualities, that place and the dynasties there, even if condemned, are purified. Purport. Wherever exalted devotees stay, not only they and their dynasties, but the entire country is purified. Text 20. Sarvatmana nahim shanti putagrame shukinchana uchave che shudaitendra madbhava vigatas priha. My dear Prahlad, king of the daityas, because of being attached to devotional service to me, my devotee does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. And text 21. Bhavanti purusha loke mad bhaktas tvam anuvrataha bhavan me kalu bhaktanam savesham pratirupadrik. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya quotes a verse from the Skanda Purana. Rite tu tatvikan devan, naradadim tataivacha, paradat uttama konu, vishnu bhakto jagatraye. There are many, many devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they have enumerated in they have been enumerated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 20, as follows. Svayambhu Naradas Shambhu Kumara Kumara Kapilo Manu Palado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasikir Vayam. Of the 12 authorized devotees, Lord Brahma, Narad, Lord Shiva, Kapila, Manu, and so on, Prahlad is understood to be the best example. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksho Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before repeating the verse, I'd just like to read a glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Sanatan Goswami in Krishna Lila Stava. It's only short, so, but it's very nice to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, and it also impresses upon us the great benefit of reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sava Shastrabdi Piyusha, Sava Vedaika Satpala, Sava Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sava Lokaika Drikprada, Sava Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Pabo, Kalidvanto Didaditya, Sri Krishna Parivatita. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all the Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun that has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us. Paramananda Pataya Premavashaksharayate Saravada Sabasevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostume. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss, for your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. Madhika bando matsangin madguru man mahadana manistaraka madbhagya madananda namostute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Asadu sadu tadayin atinicho chatarika hanamun shakadachin mam premna hit kantayospura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please don't ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love for Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So I'll just read the English of these verses again. Whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well behaved and decorated with all good qualities, that place and the dynasties there, even if condemned, are purified. My dear Prahlad, king of the Daityas, because of being attached to devotional service to me, my devotee does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. So Lord Nrisimhadev is glorifying the devotees, and specifically, of course, Prahlad Maharaj, and he deserves it. There's no question about that. Prahlad Maharaj is, so he's described here, he's the best example of a pure devotee. So we should follow in his footsteps. And in the purport to verse 21, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the verse listing the 12 Mahajans who we should follow. But Prabhupada says Prahlad Maharaj is understood to be the best example. Of course, it includes Lord Kapila, who's actually an incarnation of Krishna as well. But still, Prahlad Maharaj is described as the best example. But in that actual verse, Svayambhu Narada Shambhu, and the translation goes, Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narad, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Svayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and I myself, this is Yamaraj speaking, know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord, and love for him is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if, by chance, one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to Godhead. But the point that Srila Prabhupada is bringing out in the purport to that verse is actually that it's not possible to understand, unless we do actually follow in the footsteps of these Mahajans. And obviously, of course, in this case, Prahlad Maharaj, where we're considering his great example. So I was wondering, actually, what is his example? So I was thinking about that, and because Lord Nrisimhadev says anyone who follows Prahlad's example will naturally become my pure devotees. So it's just, it sounds very easy actually, just a natural progression to become a pure devotee if we just follow Prahlad. But how easy is it to follow his example? because Prahlad Maharaj was put into extreme circumstances, which most of us don't actually face. Most of us don't have a father like Hiranyakashipu, not on that scale anyway. Hiranyakashipu. Maybe small time, but not like that. But Prahlad Maharaj was in such extreme circumstances that it was possible for us to actually appreciate such great qualities. Others may have had, or obviously do have such qualities, but they're not demonstrated. But Lord Nrisimhadeva, or Lord Krishna, he wanted to actually show the great qualities of a devotee, especially one who has been blessed by his devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj was most fortunate that in the womb he heard from Narad Muni, who's also one of the Mahajans. And so the power of a devotee like Narad Muni to inspire even the embryo in the womb to become a great devotee is demonstrated here. And so some of the things I listed, you may be able to think of some other qualities that that we can follow, try to follow in Prahlad Maharaj's footsteps. But he had complete faith and trust in the Lord. So many devastating tortures were being inflicted upon him, but he was not in the least disturbed. He was totally equipoised. So, and his circumstances was so much more, greater than anything that most of us ever have to fear. So, therefore, we can take encouragement from that. That actually, if we really do get the blessings, the mercy of the great devotee, then we can also face whatever great or small difficulties we may face. That we can be completely equipoised, undisturbed in those circumstances. Also, he was very devoted. Prahlad Maharaj is very devoted to his guru, Narad Muni. Because I haven't found the verse, but he did say, you can probably, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sri Sri Gonitai ki jai. That on one occasion he says, I can't remember the exact words, but if anybody can remember, like Govinda or something, it was one verse where he was saying, I didn't have time to find it, but that I could never abandon the lotus feet of my spiritual master, something along those lines. But also another point, that he was very much in a preaching mood, because even at the age of 5 years old, he was sent to school, a karmi school. His teachers were not self-realized souls, but he went along. He didn't have much choice, actually. But in the breaks, he was preaching to his fellow pupils, and they took notice of him because he was such an empowered person. So this preaching mood is also, just like Dhirashanta Prabhu was explaining yesterday, that by giving, by helping others, that's the way that we can actually advance. So a great preaching mood. And of course, we've just read in recent verses how he said that he doesn't want any benediction. He doesn't want to get anything material from Nrisimhadeva, even though Nrisimhadeva is pressing him to take some benediction. But he says, no, actually, I just want everybody else. Everybody else should actually get your mercy, should get delivered, and including his father. So that's another thing, that he was totally unenvious. And actually, that's mentioned Yeah, well, he says, Nrisimhadeva says, in all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. So, even though his father was torturing him, he was never jealous or envious or feeling some bitterness towards his father. Not in the slightest. This is quite a wonderful quality. It's interesting because at the moment I'm studying about other charities for the purpose of learning how different charities work, and they're very expert actually in many ways. So we have a lot to learn. So I was looking up. You can go onto the Charity Commission website. It's very easy to find. Just put in Charity Commission in Google. And then on their website, you can just put in a name. So you can see everything, more or less. All the annual accounts, the annual reports of all these charities. Some of them are huge. Like Oxfam has a income of 500 million. The Wellcome Trust has assets of something like, I think it's 22 billion. And annual income from his investments of 200 million. So we're pretty small fry, but we have a lot to learn from them. But there's one actually relatively small charity, which is called the Redress Trust. Redress. Now, it's actually about helping people who've been tortured. So this is why it came to mind, because Prahlad Maharaj had been tortured by his father. So, and in their aims and objectives, it says that, you know, they're trying to help rectify or rescue people from torture and things. And also to redress this. In other words, to get some recompense, to get something back from the torturers, the country, the government, whatever it may be, like that. So that's part of their thing. But actually, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, according to the example set by Prahlad Maharaj, that is actually not the best motivation, actually, for charity. The best thing is, of course, forgiveness. Of course, it's a very difficult thing to do if you've been tortured, but Prahlad Maharaj was showing that it's possible. He actually felt no. But of course, he also had complete faith and trust in the Lord. He actually didn't suffer. As far as I'm aware, he was not actually suffering, even though he was thrown in a pit of snakes. The snakes didn't bite him, I don't think. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't bite him. So in that way, and then when he was thrown off a cliff, he was caught by the Lord before he was smashed against the rocks. So he didn't suffer, actually. But of course, if we're in material consciousness, we do suffer. And therefore, those who are tortured around the world and being helped by the Redress Trust or Amnesty International or something, then obviously they do feel hard done by because of that. But even if you're not physically tortured, many people feel mentally tortured. And of course, Prahlad Maharaj would have had complete justification from a materialistic point of view to feel that he'd been mentally abused. He'd been emotionally abused. Because, we're all looking for love, and his father wasn't. Generally, most of the time, he wasn't giving him that love which we're all seeking. And so that would be considered to be abuse, emotional abuse, deprivation of parental love. He's suffered Prahlad Maharaj. But he is not in the least envious. Also, he's not, even though he's born, and Hiranyakashipu was the most wealthy person. He actually was the proprietor of the whole material creation, practically, as far as I'm aware. But Prahlad Maharaj wasn't jealous of that. He didn't want it even himself. But of course, Lord Nrisimhadeva has just said to him, actually, you should. Has he just said that? I think he has just said that. That you should actually reign over the demons. for a long time. So he did reign over those demons for a long time. But Prahlad Maharaj actually wasn't at all attached to that, in the slightest. But because he wasn't attached to it, then it was for Krishna's service, Lord Nrisimhadev's service, that he was... he was encouraged by Nrisimhadev to take up that position. He was always completely straightforward in speaking with his father. He wasn't devious in the slightest. He wasn't hiding. So when his father would ask him a question, what's the best thing you've learnt from your teachers? He would say, well, the best thing I've learnt is that Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead and our duty is to worship him. Just straight out, he's not, no qualms about it at all. He doesn't have to be, you know, gradually introducing the subject. He was just straight out that this is it, without any fear of the consequences. So this is also a good example. Of course, for the sake of, we don't want to, I mean, I don't know, maybe Prahlad Maharaj had made an estimation that his father was beyond all saving, so he might as well just be straightforward. Whereas others may not be, and we don't want to incite their envy or jealousy or whatever, and at least better to encourage, especially because we're not on that platform, perhaps, just like Dheera Chandabhu was saying about preaching to your family members. So it's very difficult for family members to take you seriously when you take up a whole new way of life, completely different from their way of thinking. So, and if we're not demonstrating, you know, we're not walking on water or anything like that, we're not demonstrating extraordinary qualities, then for them it's very difficult. But Prahlad Maharaj was at that level where he could actually, he could just speak, he could be plain speaking, straightforward, simple, not devious or diplomatic in any way. Of course, he wasn't unpleasant to his father. He was always very polite to his father. Oh, best of the demons. You know, he was very nice to him. I mean, for him, for Hiranyakashipu, that was probably a compliment. Oh, best of the demons. That's a nice thing to say. Well, thank you very much. You know, I'm called the best of the demons. So he was completely fearless. So, of course, there's one verse in the Bhagavatam which I can't quote from memory. I'm sure some of you can, but which actually explains that fear is, which is, fear is caused by our detachment or not being connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, basically. And he's always, Prahlad Maharaj is always engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu. So he is, in this way, the great example. Of course, actually, just a thought occurred to me that Srila Prabhupada says that Prahlad Maharaj is understood to be the best example. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the best devotee. He is a great example for us, but others, in the sense that he's demonstrated all these qualities of a devotee. But it's not that others may not also have these qualities, perhaps even in some of those qualities, even in greater degree. Who knows? But he is the best example. So I think that's the point. Not that he's necessarily the greatest devotee, but he's definitely the best example for us. Of course, in one sense, the other thing I was thinking was that, actually, in some respects, he's not easy for us to relate to him. But fortunately, we do have other examples like Srila Prabhupada, who we can relate to, maybe, because, you know, if we're not being thrown in a pit of snakes or being, you know, in front of stampeding elephants and things, which is not, for most of us, likely to happen. It's difficult for us to perhaps relate so much. But Srila Prabhupada is our modern-day example of Prahlad Maharaj. And just like one devotee was telling me last night how he came to Krishna consciousness, and it was by reading Srila Prabhupada's life story. And that is actually very common. Many, many devotees really, most devotees really enjoy reading about Srila Prabhupada. It's very enlivening. And even non-devotees appreciate reading. Actually, biography is very popular. It's a very popular form of book that many people like to read. Because actually we're all seeking that great example. And then Prabhupada's example is so great that for many of us it may be more relevant to us than that of Prahlad Maharaj. At least, when we start our Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada demonstrated more on our level, actually, how we can become Krishna conscious and obtain Krishna's mercy, Lord Nrisimhadev's mercy. So I'll finish there. There's a couple of minutes to go before 8:30. So if there's any questions or comments, now is the time to speak. Yes, Guru Dasbhai.